Giving up a shorthanded goal is usually the kiss of death for most teams, but not for this year's Bemidji State women's hockey team.
That was right at the end of the period, so it was kind of hard to take, but I know our team, they bounce back from anything, and no one was going to give up after that.
Last Saturday night, Minnesota Duluth scored a shorty with just 22 seconds left in the first period to take a 1-0 lead into the intermission.
And now here comes Crossman. Short-handed opportunity for the Bulldogs. They score.
Beavers weren't about to fall. They found the equalizer in the second when senior forward Kristen Huber would score her third goal of the season.
Back into Bulldog territory. They'll sail from one side of the boards to the far corner. Miller shot in the goal to Huber. Miller from the corner found Huber hanging out on the doorstep. Beavers tie it up. 1-1 our score. 15-07.
Two teams skated to regulation and sent the game into overtime. Again, the Beavers were relentless.
Joyce keeps it inside the offensive zone. Nice job there by Alexis Joyce. She gets sandwiched up against the boards by McGovern, however. And now here comes Miller inside the offensive zone. Miller shoots and scores! What a play by Lauren Miller! What a sniper! Alexis Joyce, what effort over at the blue line to keep that play alive for Bemidji State, and then found Lauren Miller. Miller just got past one of the D and then past the goalie. Upper shelf shot, a goal for Bemidji State, an overtime win. The Beavers sweep the Bulldogs here at the Sanford Center.
We're not gonna fall now. We're not gonna bleed out. Never gonna break down.
They have goals that they're chasing after, and they realize we certainly have an opportunity this year to be a pretty good team. We know there's a long way to go, but success last year certainly helps, and it gave them belief, and they have that same belief this year.
BSU's Brittany Mowat would only give up one goal all weekend to the Bulldogs, which secured her as the WCHA Defensive Player of the Week. This weekend, Mowat and her teammates battle another WCHA rival, the University of North Dakota. We drop the puck in 30 minutes, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.